Before we went on air, Sam, we were talking briefly about the fact that when trust in our elected officials degenerates, and your concern, which is a concern I share, that with all these allegations out there that are swirling, some of which may ultimately prove to be definitively true, substantiated by proof, when all of that happens, Sam, the faith in the institution itself is undermined, and you have great concern about that, as do I. I would love for you to talk about that before we conclude the program.
Dave, I do, because I think everyone listening to this broadcast says, all right, how do I process? How do I process all of these increasing accusations from people in Hollywood to people in elected office to now a Charlie Rose who worked for CBS, who I just got a note that CBS just fired him for the accusations, to accusations against whoever it may be. Dave, we only have one of two responses. If the system, legal system, justice system, does not prosecute the false accuser and penalize the false accuser, or if the system does not protect the innocent person who has been falsely accused, if that fails to happen, then what you have is what we're unfolding now. And we're left with two options. One, you just turn it all off and you become cynical and you say they're all a bunch of bums. They're all, who can we trust? And you walk away in cynicism. Or the other is you become angry and angry at everybody. And Dave, that creates within a population of a nation the climate for revolution. It's the climate for reaction. And I would say that those who are trying to promote these things create the divisions. Then there are people there that are seeking to create division, who do not care about destroying somebody's character. What is their goal? Well, it may be a temporary political advancement, perhaps, but ultimately, Dave, it attacks and divides the unity of our nation. And when that happens, whether it be this nation or the nation of France or England or anywhere else, when a nation is divided, it will fall. It's as simple as that. And we have to be understanding these are tactics that we're seeing, and it's destroying. And if you said, if we lose the faith or the confidence in those who are in positions of leading, we will lose our nation, because all of our freedoms are based on trust and self-discipline of the individuals. And we're getting very, very close to that precipice, Dave.
Well, Sam, I want to say unequivocally, though I do believe the lid may be about to blow off of some of the hypocrisy that has dominated and has controlled Washington, D.C. I want it clearly understood, because I minister there. Sam, you know this to be the case. There are people on Capitol Hill that serve in Congress, both the House as well as in the Senate, what we call Congress. There are men and women there that love God with a passion. There are men and women there that are incredibly competent. There are people there that are of impeccable character. They don't get a lot of play time or air time in the media, but they're there. What the media wants to focus on are those that are unethical, and there are more than the share of those up there on the Hill that need to be dealt with, but it is by no means all of them. And so this phrase you use that I've heard a lot, they're all bums, that's not true. And so what we need to do is let the justice system play out accurately in a judicious way, dealing with those that are legitimate criminals. Those that are false accusers, as you said, Sam, need to be dealt with as well. There needs to be a penalty for them, so that the system itself, designed by our founders, brilliantly designed by our founders, can be maintained.